A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. For those of us who live in the United States, today is Thanksgiving Day, a kind of autumn harvest festival in which we celebrate the fruits of the earth and the fruits of our lives for which we are thankful. Sometimes it gets to be more about food and football and family, but nevertheless, it's a day set apart to remember and be grateful. Hence the gospel reading about the grateful Samaritan leper healed by Jesus. Jesus must have had a special place in his heart for Samaritans. They get the place of honor in his stories, his miracles, and in his conversations. What was it about the Samaritans? Maybe it was because they had so little that they were so grateful for what they had. They were so marginal that they were especially open to the other. They were so downtrodden that they were always ready to lift up those who were beside them. Samaritans fit right into the mission of Jesus. They were the kind of people he came to serve and to save. So 10 lepers called out to Jesus from a distance as he walked toward Jerusalem. 10 lepers recognized him and begged for mercy. He responded without hesitation, and told them to go and show themselves to the priests, presumably to verify their healing. So they did so. They went away from Jesus, the source of their healing, and proceeded toward the temple in blind obedience. Then we're told, as they were going, they were cleansed. As they were going, they turned in faith, and as they walked, they were made whole. What a gift! What a glorious experience! Their lives were transformed, and everything was different. Wouldn't you think they would at least look back at Jesus and acknowledge what he had done for them? Only one did. Only one actually reversed his direction and returned to fall at the feet of Jesus in the astonished recognition of what had happened. And that one was, guess what, a Samaritan. Gratitude is a beautiful experience for the one who gives and for the one who receives. I do believe that Jesus was as grateful for the Samaritan's gratitude as the Samaritan was for the gift of his healing. I've heard it said of the late Joseph Cardinal Bernardin of Chicago, who was a saint if ever there was one, that he was such a nice guy that he used to write thank you letters for thank you letters. Gratitude is a dynamic circle of goodness and truth and beauty. Gratitude allows us to connect with the giver in a bond of love that heals and makes whole both the giver and the receiver. From the humble wisdom of Albert Schweitzer, who said, "At times our own light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame within us." Who has lighted that flame for you? Thank that person today. Thank that person whose gift has saved you. Happy Thanksgiving Day.